Hi, Grant. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back. We talked yesterday that hopefully you'd be able to return to the top three today. Obviously, knowing love to take home the victory, but still have the win within the Thor Sport family. So we're going to go ahead and start with questions for Grant. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we'll keep our eye out. And we are going to start with Casey Campbell. Casey, go ahead.
Hey, Grant. How's it going?
Casey, doing good.
Another third place finish, and a good run for Thor Sport. Of course, first, third, and fifth, three trucks in the top five. Thor Sport's kind of had its ups and downs, but how good of a performance is today's run for this team?
Yeah, we've definitely had a roller coaster the last couple of years here, but for sure, happy for Crafton and joining those guys. They've been running good the last month, and to see him get one is good. I was hoping the 18 and Crafton were going to get side-by-side for a couple of laps. It would have maybe given us an opportunity to sneak up there and steal one. But I feel like we had a third-place Farm Fame F-150 there at the end. But very similar days for us. Struggled at the beginning in, 12, 15 in the dirty air around some of the crazies, I guess, so to speak. And just kind of stalled out and struggled there. And, man, our picker did great both days for us and able to get a few spots up their road and able to make some good restarts there at the end and able to at least contend for it. So happy with all the adjustments Jeff Hensley and all the guys made. And man, it's not – we didn't get a single stage point. I feel like we can't get any stage points this year. But overall, solid finish for us.
You guys are going to Michigan next week, of course, the home track for not just myself, but the home track for the sport for your team as well. What's it going to take to run? What does it take to run, have a good race in the Irish Hills?
You know, it definitely takes a good drivability, but you got to have a really, really efficient track. I feel like, man, all the guys downstairs at Thor Sport have been working really hard on our bodies. I feel like we got pretty good stuff to go to Michigan. That's obviously a big deal. Maybe we can even trick the boss man, Duke and Ronda into coming out there since it is so close. But, man, I appreciate everybody. Really miss the fans out here. But, we also miss our sponsors, the guys at the Champion, the guys at Farm Paint, Blue Springs, Curb Records. We're used to having them all at the track this year, and we can't. So we definitely miss all you guys.
All right. Thank you, Grant.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Bob Pockris. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, Grant, how big a deal is back-to-back thirds when you look toward the playoffs where you need to be able to run, top five week in and week out?
I think it's good. And I think overall what I'm happy about is we've got speed at Thor Sport Racing again. You've seen all four of our trucks in the top 10 last night. Not exactly sure what happened today, but we all had good speed in our F-150s, and that's the biggest thing. I feel like week in and week out, if we do our job, we should be top five or better. Obviously, it's been a little hit or miss for us this year, but the big stuff is there, man. We've got a good team, really confident in Jeff Hensley and the colleges making Josh Akish our truck team. I'm confident in everybody we have working for us. And, man, like I said earlier, our picker's been on it. So it's just a matter of us, making good decisions to begin with, not spotting them five or ten spots in the first stage. So we're playing catch up, and then I think we'll be back to continue for games.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our final question from Luis Torres. Luis, go ahead.
To add on to what was been mentioned already, of course, it's a big point save for you having those strong runs. But more important, I want to know, with Crafton winning, how big is it for that entire team to just get that win, especially when people are saying that he hasn't won in 3 years? Yeah, he won the championship without a win. What does it say for him and also just for the team to have Matt around?
I'm happy for those guys. They've been running strong, really, not just here, but the last month or four or five races. Those guys have run strong. It means a lot to him. I'm sure you can ask him next. I'm happy for those guys, but what I'm more than that, we got three wins for Thor Sport Racing this year. It's not even halfway through the season. Last year, we only had one in the entire organization. I feel like overall, we had some successes last year, but we didn't get in the win column enough. And, that's Duke and Ronda Thorson give us all the opportunity in the world to do that. I feel like we kind of let them down last year, and I feel like we're getting back to where we're supposed to be right now. So really proud of that. I'm proud of the speed we're carrying.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
All right, Grant, thanks for your time. We wish you the best of luck in Michigan here in a couple weeks.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.